Hey, thanks for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always online at npr.org. And if it's out there in .com land, .org, .net, even .co.uk land, that's where we find the stories that people are clicking and emailing to their friends the most. Our producers round them up. We bring them to you. Let's get to it. All right. To start off today's edition of The Most, Ian, back in the studio.
Hey.
Hey.
This is a most viewed on CNN.com. Kind of a sad story. Vicki Van Meter, who made headlines in the 90s for being the youngest person to fly a plane across the country, has been found dead, and it was an apparent suicide. Hmm. She also flew from the U.S. to Europe at age 12. You know, she flew, she was so young when she was doing it, and there were these stories that, you know, she had a hard time dealing with the high altitude, and there was a quote from her at the time, "I always thought it would be real hard to do this," and it was. And, you know, there was a whole kind of phenomenon in the 90s of young flyers and people trying to break this record. That all came to an end in 96 when another young girl, a 7-year-old named Jessica Dubroff, actually, their plane crashed, and she and her father and instructor, they all died in the crash. Anyway, it was just sad to read about Vicki because I really remember those stories.
She died young.
Yeah, she was 26. And, you know, her mother said she led a full and interesting life. She had more guts than any of us could ever imagine. It sounds like it's pretty true.
All right, all thoughts out to her family. Dan, where is your most from? What are people interested in on the left coast?
I've got a most here from, most emailed from the Seattle Times. Will changes help perk up Starbucks?
Home of Starbucks.
Yes, exactly. So apparently big meeting, annual meeting for Starbucks is today, later on today, and their recrowned CEO, Howard Schultz, is expected to make some big announcements, to unveil some big news, but there's a lot of speculation about what's it actually going to be. The plans are in flux. Remember they did that thing recently where they closed all the stores for a couple of hours?
Here's something for you, Howard. How about small, medium, and large?
Yeah, seriously.
Don't make me talk about grande, vente, and...
I absolutely
I am on board with this. Yeah. I will not say tall. I only say small.
But apparently the company will put a renewed focus on the quality of drip coffee by making sure it's freshly roasted and brewed. There's been some talk of baristas going back to making cappuccino and espresso drinks by hand and scooping the grinds, grinds by hand, but that doesn't look so likely. So a lot of Starbucks aficionados are waiting anxiously to see what Howard Schultz is going to unveil today.
Small, medium, large.
It's like one of those Apple Steve Jobs things, except for
what do you want them to do now?
Small, medium, large. Revolutionize Starbucks. Caitlin, where do you have?
I have number one and number two from Google Trends. And number one was the Ashura, which is a $22,000 cat, which is made by this company, which was number two, Lifestyle Pets.
What do you mean made by this company?
Well,
cat made
let me tell
by
you
this
about
company?
This cat. This cat is a proprietary blend of the exotic bloodlines of the African serval and the Asian leopard cat, and subsequently crossed with a domestic cat. But apparently, maybe not the case. Some pet breeders out there saw pictures of this cat, and they're like, no way, that's a Savannah cat, a cat that's already out there and sells for about $5,000 to $6,000. So there's this whole big controversy. So as I'm doing research for this, turns out the website for the Lifestyle Pets is shut down.
Really?
So it looks like there may be some truth to the fact that this feline may not be the specialty that they expected it to be.
I could get a $22,000 cat for just $5,000?
Apparently.
That's a great value.
Bargain.
You're almost crazy not to get it.
And this is a great cat. It plays very well with children. Apparently, you can walk it on a leash, unlike a regular domestic
cat.
That's
called a dog.
Yeah, seriously.
And that voice belongs to Tricia McKinney, our editor from the control room. Hi, Tricia.
Hello. I am ashamed to tell you, I have one of the most viewed and most emailed stories on Yahoo, and I guess my shame comes from the fact that I too could not resist this headline. I clicked on it this morning. I fully copped to it. It's a story about I'll read you the headline. Spitzer call girl loses $1 million offer over videos. So this is about Ashley Alexandra Dupre, who's the young woman who was named by the New York Times as the call girl Kristen, who took a train ride down to D.C. to have an encounter with Client 9 and, you know, a.k.a. allegedly former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer.
I love all the verbs that we've been using. Encounter,
yeah,
meeting.
That's my euphemism.
It's so good.
Well,
okay,
apparently Joe Francis himself, no stranger to trouble, is now saying that he had at one point offered this young woman $1 million to pose nude in a magazine he's planning to launch. But then someone at his office said, hey, why don't we just look in our archives? Maybe we already have pictures of her. And apparently they turned up 7 full-length tapes of this young woman when she was in Miami celebrating her 18th birthday. Apparently spent a week, they say, on the Girls Gone Wild bus. I did not know this bus even existed. Apparently there's a bus. She spent 7 days on it.
I don't know what bus station you hang out at, Trish.
Yeah. Clearly not the right ones. Anyway, so now the offer's off the table. They already have stuff they don't have to pay.
Oh, because she took part in Girls Gone Wild.
I mean, I'm sorry. I clicked on that headline, and I know you did too.
No, I did not. I clicked on another embarrassing headline at the BBC. Although, you know, you think the British are so above us. No, they like their gossip. The number one story at the BBC this morning was McCartney Mills ruling. Okay, Paul McCartney, Heather Mills finally got divorced. The reason that it's such a big story is the divorce judge really just went to town on Heather Mills. Paul McCartney was honest. Heather Mills wasn't. The judge went on and talking about the husband's evidence was, in my judgment, balanced. He expressed himself moderately, though at times with justifiable irritation, if not anger. However, about Heather Mills, I regret to have to say I cannot say the same about the wife's evidence. I am driven to the conclusion that much of her evidence, both written and oral, was just not inconsistent and inaccurate, but also less than candid. Overall, she was less than impressive.
Huh.
Ouch.
Can't fight Sir Paul in England.
You can't fight.
Oh,
Sir
and real
Paul.
Quick, one more most stolen pen. I'm noticing that Caitlin's sitting next to me here with my pen, which she stole from me that I've been looking all over the place.
I asked you if I could borrow it earlier. Don't you remember?
Children, out of the room. Take it out of the room.
I actually stole that from Laura.
We're done with the most.
Okay.
The links are online.
Give me my pen.
Behave.
Stop.